Alleluia, alleluia. Go make disciples of all nations. I am with you always. Yes, to the end of time.
Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus showed himself to the 11 and said to them, "Go out to the whole world. Proclaim the good news to all creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will be associated with believers. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will have the gift of tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed should they drink deadly poison. They will lay their hands on the sick who will recover." And so the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There at the right hand of God, he took his place, while they, going out, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Feast of the Ascension is one of those days that some people find difficult because it seems to be the moment when our faith, as it were, becomes airborne and not our feet firmly on the ground anymore. But with all the modern technology, when we can see what happens around the world at the press of a button or touch of a finger, when millions of people are flying all around the world all the time, you know what I mean by that. Rockets off into Mars, man walked on the moon. Still, people find this feast difficult to take in. Perhaps if it were renamed the Feast of the Ascended Christ, the emphasis on the abiding truth, rather than thinking about Jesus almost as the first astronaut hurtling towards the Father. Because one truth, great truth of the Ascension is the availability, glorious availability of the Christ. The Christ of our faith abides forever and is accessible forever as our indestructible point of reference beyond history, because it's for all time and forever. And that same Jesus is the one who said, "When I'm lifted up, I'll draw all people to myself." That first lifting up on the cross. But the second lifting from the tomb. And the third lifting today back to the Father in heaven. Which then, of course, makes him available for us. Because, of course, were he still in Galilee, he couldn't be in Jerusalem. Were he in Bethlehem, he couldn't be in Nazareth. But lifted up for all people, for all time, for eternity. So it is a glorious feast, and to try to sort of impoverish and diminish our Christian vision if we try to sort of don't want to keep it or get away from it. It actually is very important because it's about the relationship between us and God. What else ultimately saves us from the dust and ashes except our vision of Christ in glory and the God of life in humanity? Because that's what God did. He assumed that condition, as it were, of a slave that St. Paul talks about as a full human being, but then gloriously takes that to the heart of the Godhead, because that's another important truth of the Ascension, that he has raised our human nature to the throne at God's right hand, because it's redeemed humanity that he took. Come with risen body, glorious, yes, that risen body glorious, but still, as he showed them his hands and his side, it's that human right there at the Godhead. Well, so the preface later on says, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Or from the Roman canon, which I shall use later on, celebrating the most sacred day on which your only begotten Son, our Lord, placed at the right hand of your glory our weak human nature, which he had united to himself. So you see, there's great truths that are really important to us in this great feast day. And one other thing that's been brought home to us every day now for the last 14, 15 months, the numbers that die every day. A reminder that death overshadows human existence. It's an ever-present reality. No one is exempt. No one's immune. No one can avoid it. We all have to face and pass through it. But the ascension of our Lord sends that light on our true dignity and our eternal destiny. Because by his death, resurrection and ascension into heaven, Jesus has conquered and vanquished death. He's the victor who's removed the sting of death. And that's the great hope. Where he has gone, we hope to follow. We've been redeemed, body and soul. That's why one of the prefaces of Easter 2 says this: through him, the children of light, us, rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and his rising to life in the life of all has risen. So it's crucified, risen, ascended, glorified. Alleluia.